headlines at 18 hours. Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, the company responsible for the recent contamination of the Kafue River following a release of tailings into the Chambishi River, has failed to provide government with a detailed and timely environmental assessment report on the extent of the pollution. Chief Milo of the Lala people in Serenje district of Central Province has called for improved capacity building and resource allocation to combat nature-based crimes in local chiefdoms. In international news, Kenyan protesters have clashed with club-carrying young men believed to be loyal to the government in the center of the capital, Nairobi.
9 hours of the news, all day, every day.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, the company responsible for the recent contamination of the Kafue River following a release of tailings into the Chambishi River, has failed to provide government with a detailed and timely environmental assessment report on the extent of the pollution. Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Mposha, revealed that the company's failure stems from its inability to reach an agreement with a consultant to undertake the assessment. Mposha said the government has now taken over the responsibility of conducting a comprehensive assessment to determine the full extent of the contamination, emphasizing that the cost of the exercise will be borne by Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited. He underscored the importance of the assessment, saying that the ministry, through the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, will soon issue a public call for expressions of interest from qualified service providers to carry out the task. Mposha also appealed to all well-meaning Zambians, cooperating partners and stakeholders to support the process. This is according to a statement made available to Lusaka Radio News.
977 News.
Chief Milo of the Lala people in the Serenje district of the Central Province has called for improved capacity building and resource allocation to combat nature-based crimes in local chiefdoms. He emphasized that community engagement, social cohesion, and economic empowerment are essential for preventing crime at the grassroots level. The traditional leader said this in Serenje district when he made a PowerPoint presentation during the Resilience Dialogue in Africa. Zambia Edition, co-hosted by the Center for Environmental Justice, Decisive Minds, and Center for Zero Waste and Development. He acknowledged the support of the Resilience Fund and its partners, including the U.S. Department of State, Bureau of Oceans, and International Environmental and Scientific Affairs for enabling the dialogue in Zambia.
So when you do that, like the way Center for Environmental Justice are doing, I'm aware that they are coming to give loans. If we empower these people in the community, after being mobilized, I think we have a direction of how we are going to address this matter. What about the cultural values? You know, we also normally uphold our cultural values as they promote or rather emphasize respect for law, community cohesion, and social responsibilities. You know, values, they are, you know, it's what determines somebody's destination. To some extent, determines your personality.
Meanwhile, Resilience Fund liaison for Africa at the Global Initiative Against Transactional Organized Crime, GITOC, Jacques Muhindo, stated that the Resilience Dialogue in Africa, held in Serenje, Zambia, aimed to engage stakeholders on nature crimes and local responses.
What is organized crime and how is it different from other aspects of criminal activities? So organized crime, as you call it, organized, it's any transgression of the law that is done by a network of people, more than one, with the purpose of gaining financial or material benefit. You know, someone may commit crime just for the sake of it, but when two or three people plan to commit crime because they want to gain something, it becomes organized crime. So when you take the nature crimes especially, you realize that not a single person cannot decide to kill an elephant. For them to kill an elephant, they need to be more than one. And for a specific purpose, okay, let's sit in this particular corner. We are going to this national park. We are killing elephants because we need ivory. Then we'll take that ivory to Tanzania. From Tanzania, we'll export it to China. Then we'll get the money. So you realize that it's a very organized criminal activity.
The Luingo Town Council has procured 700 doses of rabies vaccine and 325 live ammunition to combat the resurgence of rabies in the district. According to Tusila Banda, Public Relations Officer, Luingo Town Council, the council will start vaccinating and registering dogs on Wednesday at Kapisha Grounds and President's Park, followed by Chiponde in Sanja areas on Thursday.
The council has procured 700 doses of rabies vaccine and 325 live ammunition in readiness for the dog vaccination and elimination exercise earmarked to start on Wednesday to combat the resurgence of the rabies virus in the district. The Luingo District Anti-Rabies Task Force has therefore launched a series of sensitization and awareness campaigns to be undertaken in the Central Business District, CBD, to highlight the immediate measures to be adhered to by the general public and dog owners in order to contain the virus. The major focus of the awareness will be on the enforced dog tie order, which mandates state owners to confine or tie their dogs within their premises. The other focus is on the importance of vaccinating and registering pets in order to reduce the transmission of rabies between animals. Other key areas of the sensitization will be on the dog elimination program, which will be enforced immediately the vaccination and registration exercise is concluded. Consequently, stray dogs and pets that shall not be captured during the period of vaccination and registration shall be gunned down by the Zambia police during the elimination exercise. Pet owners are therefore informed that the vaccination and registration exercise shall start on Monday from 08 hours to 17 hours and shall be conducted at Kapisha Grounds and at the President's Park. On Thursday, the task force shall proceed to vaccinate and register dogs in Chifonde and in Sanja areas, respectively. Thereafter, the program shall be rolled out to other remote areas of the district, such as Tongati, Shumumbi, and Isangano. Last month, Luingo District, through the Veterinary Department, recorded a return of the rabies virus.
The government has reiterated its commitment to fighting child abuse and violence in the country through the implementation of various programs that promote the welfare of children. Kaoma District Administrative Officer Mushengo Mushengo said government has implemented various measures to plan and budget for children's rights through the introduction of a free education policy. He was speaking at a Lounge Secondary School in Kaoma District during this year's commemoration of the Day of the African Child under the theme of planning and budgeting for children's rights progress since 2010. Meanwhile, a Longe secondary school pupil, Namakao Liwali, commended the government for giving learners an opportunity to participate in the planning and budgeting of their rights as well for free education.
Credible, accurate business news.
The Zambia NGO WASH Forum has embarked on financial management training for staff from member organizations that handle finance before giving grants to those that will qualify later. Speaking at a financial management training in Tiffany's Canyon in Kafue District, Water Voices United Project Deputy Project Manager David Ngoma stated that NGO WASH Forum had identified various bottlenecks across the membership. He explained that the training was intended to address these issues, specifically concerning finances and grant management.